Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Seeing the first robin of the year is perhaps the most widely recognized harbinger of spring. A few robins, however, seem to stick around throughout the winter in the state. It might surprise you, but the range map in Cornell University's All About Birds website shows the robin as a permanent resident over much of the United States, with the exception of a few spots along the northern border in North Dakota and elsewhere. Their breeding range also extends over much of Canada, with a winter range in Mexico and the southern United States. The American robin was named after the European robin based on appearance, but they're not particularly closely related. The European robin is a type of flycatcher, while the American robin is a type of thrush. Robins generally produce one brood a year. Nests are constructed in the lower branches of trees, eaves, light fixtures, and other structures that will support their nest. The females will lay 3 to 5 baby blue or sky blue eggs and incubate them for about 2 weeks. It might surprise you, but only around 1/4 of the fledglings will make it to November. And overall, only around 1/2 of all robins will see another birthday. It's interesting to note that robin populations have increased slightly from 1966 to 2019, according to the North American Breeding Bird Survey. They are, however, subject to poisoning by pesticides, in part due to their habit of feeding on lawns, parks, and other urban and suburban turfs. And of course, it's the robin's song that often brightens our days. They must have brightened the days of Arthur Cleveland Bent. He describes their song in his Life Histories of Familiar North American Birds. I quote, "Cheerily cheery is a favorite rendering of his song, aptly suggesting by sound and meaning the joyous tenor of the phrase, liquid, quality, expression of happy contentment. The robin's song is so characteristic with its regular beat, its full round tone, and the robust quality of cheerfulness that pervades it, that we recognize it instantly," unquote. John James Audubon also seems to have had a soft spot for the robin song as well, as noted in his Birds of America, I quote, "Whenever the sun shines warmly over the earth, the old males tune their pipe and enliven the neighborhood with their song," unquote. Make a point to take the time to enjoy that cheery song this summer. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.